Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 4.63, down 2 on the open. December, 4.75, down 2.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 3.99.5, up a half on the open. December, 4.16, down 1. March, 4.34, down 1.25. July, 4.46.5, down 1 on the open. September corn opened at 225.5, down 3/4 on the open. December, 239.75, down 1. March, 254.25, down 1.25. May, 263.75, down 1. July, 272.25, down 1.5. Redline December, 288, down 1 on the open. December oats opened at 191.5, down 2 on the open. September soybeans opened at 532, down 2 on the open. November, 545, down 1.75. January, 558, down 1.75. March, 570, down 1.75. May, 580.25, down 2.25. July, 591, down 1 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 158.40, down 20 on the open. October, 158.70, down 50. September soybean oil opened at 24.28, unchanged on the open. October, 24.49, up 4. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, September feeder cattle opened at 119.05, up 7.5 on the open. October, 119.20, up 10. November, 119.15, up 2.5 on the open. October live cattle opened at 94.47.5, up 2.5 on the open. December, 93.75, down 10. February, 92.90, down 5. October lean hogs opened at 67.35, down 47.5 on the open. December, 64.97.5, down 17.5. February, 64.85, down 20. April, 63.95, down 35 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 92 even, up 1.15 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com. Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. And as we do, we see in Kansas City the nearby contracts trading anywhere from down 3 to down 5.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat trading anywhere from down 2.75 to down 3.25. In the corn pit, trading anywhere now from down 1 in the September nearby contract, the down 2.25 all the way out to the red line December. In the soybean pit, now trading anywhere from down 1.5 in the nearby September to down 3 all the way out into the May 2007 contract. And if you look at the meal, it's trading anywhere from down $1.20 to down 90 cents or thereabouts. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you for filling in, both Dan and Dale, both away, apparently from AgriVisor this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Well, no problem. I just turned the radio on to hear the report.
Well, now you can actually talk about the report
right,
as opposed to just listening to it. Well, not a lot of fundamental news to talk about today as we looked across all the information we view every day. And so I guess it's very much a technical day, and on technical days, when there's not a lot of fundamental news, the market tends to drift lower, and I guess that might be the case today.
Well, yeah, sure seems to be the case. I mean, that's definitely the trend lately as well, and seems like the funds are feeling a need to continue to liquidate their long corn and bean oil to a lesser degree. It's really unusual for funds to hold on to a loser this long. And I don't know, I think as the technical picture deteriorates, plus can't help but think the handwriting on the wall of some further, some harvest pressure coming up pretty soon has got to be encouraging them to go ahead and get out of some of their longs. I mean, there's still long over 100,000 contracts by most people's count.
That's an amazing number for heading into harvest. What do you think the funds are thinking about?
I think they're probably thinking about, what the heck happened? I thought corn was a sure buy. the grain markets haven't been too kind to the funds in the last year or so. I think particularly the index funds, the ones that came into these markets allegedly from Wall Street or whatever, kind of came in with the idea that, I don't know. My take on it is kind of like, hey, this is easy money over here with this ethanol thing and the projected tightness and the supply and demand and all. It's just very little downside risk, and they've received a pretty good spanking so far, and it kind of continues to for those that are still in.
It's rather amazing that these index funds didn't seem to grasp the notion of having to roll forward your contracts.
Well, it is very amazing because, I don't know, you would give them the benefit of the doubt and think there's a fairly good degree of sophistication, I think, and yet these guys have come in here and in a year where we have a more than adequate carry out, the crop year that just ended, they're sitting here buying these massive carries and buying the far out distant months, and it's kind of strange that they've done that, and now they're seeing this carry slowly deteriorate and as the flat price goes down. So I don't know, it hadn't been a good experience for them.
A number of our analysts last week, as well as Tuesday, thought that maybe corn might, if not get into the gap, at least completely fill the gap left over from the August report, both on the September and December charts. We did get into the gap there on Tuesday on an outside down day, and since then, no smell even close to the gap.
Yeah, that's right, which I think is particularly negative when you see something go in and try to close the gap, enter into it, and then fail and still leave the bulk of it open, so to speak, is definitely a real failure on the market's part, and I'm sure that didn't go unnoticed by some of these technicians as well.
So what is the size of the corn crop there, Clayton? I mean, that is sort of the key question these days.
Everybody's beating the drum pretty loudly on just what the heck these numbers are. In my opinion, as long as it's just in the general neighborhood of 10.85 to 11.1 in there, I think it's fairly not going to be a real big news item. I mean, the trade will make a big deal out of it if it's at either end of that range, I guess. I'd be surprised if it were outside of that range. But frankly, 100 million bushels either way, I might be dead wrong saying this, but my opinion is 100 million bushels either way isn't going to make a big difference right now, considering the fact that, we were looking at, so many people felt for sure that the carryover was going to be something less than a billion bushels. Who knows, 800 million, 700 million. I mean, some of the numbers were getting pretty wild. Now it looks like we're looking at a carryover of, if you look at that last Informa number and look at the implications from that, I mean, we could be up to 1.4 billion. So what I'm saying is, as long as it's 1.1 or above, in my opinion, it's going to be very difficult to rally this thing until further down the road when the harvested corn finds a home and gets put away.
Let's turn our attention to the soybeans, new contract lows yesterday once again in September as well as in the November contract. Since we've dropped off of the gap there at 572.5 in the September contract, the theory is that they like to move these beans in 50-cent pieces. You do the math, and it's simply a looking to see that there might be potentially 11.5 cents risk still to the downside in the current move.
Yeah, I've never been a real subscriber to this 50-cent blocks in the move, but I, you know, who knows? Maybe that's the case. I never really given a lot of attention, but yeah, 11 cents, I think, at a minimum. I don't know why these beans, when you look at the carryover possibilities there, and here again, even if we don't see something, you know, really obscene like a, you know, 700 or 800 million bushel carryover, even if we come in with 500 or 600, the problem is there's just going to be too many beans at harvest. Demand is mediocre. We've got a bean oil market that's really getting nailed here, partly because of the crude collapse. And there's just going to be a lot of stuff for sale. I think particularly given the farmer's mindset that corn is a lot better gamble for a longer-term hold than beans are. So and everybody's going to do whatever they can to avoid dumping it right at in the harvest simply because the basis levels are so ridiculously weak. But one way or another, these beans are going to move somewhere between October and January, and the market knows that. And, boy, I don't know. I wouldn't rule out anything. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see November beans go below 520.
Thank you much, Clayton.
Okay, Dave, thank you. Bye.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org.